The Supreme Court has warned the public against writing letters to the court in respect of the presidential election petition currently pending before it. At the start of yesterday's sitting, the president of the court, Justice William Atuguba, described the practice as an unwholesome development. He stated that though the act equally amounts to contempt of court, no action will be taken against offenders because they acted out of ignorance. Meanwhile, lead counsel for petitioners Philip Addison continued his cross-examination of Dr. Kwajua Ferijan. He touched on additional pink sheets which were not signed by presiding officers, duplicate pink sheets from one polling station, and double registration in the final voter register. A report by Bubu Klinogu.
Contempt of court has been a catchphrase among many Ghanaians in recent days. Not too long ago, some three individuals were hauled before the Supreme Court for comments considered by the court as contemptuous. Two have been jailed, while one was banned from attending the hearings of the presidential election petition. For many, contempt may only come about as a result of what one says in the media or does in the courtroom, or refusing to obey an order of the court. Because of lack of clarity regarding contempt of court, people have called on Parliament to promulgate legislation that clearly defines the act and its accompanying penalties. But even before Parliament considers this proposal, the Supreme Court has come out with another dimension to acts that constitute contempt of court.
Some unwholesome development afflicting us. Some people have started writing letters to us about this case, making suggestions and all. Some highly placed and all, but a layman is a layman. I want to believe that maybe they don't know technically that it is wrong to write to the court in this manner. So I want to make it known that such things are also contemptuous. No different from newspapers expressing views. It's the same thing. But as we say, laymen, some you're surprised at the names, puffs, writing like this. But I want to believe maybe they don't know. So let the message go out that they should cease. The practice should cease. It's also contemptuous.
On the substantive case, lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, confronted the chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwajua Ferijan, with 12 lists of pink sheets which were not signed by presiding officers.
Can you tell the court the list you have in your hand?
My lords, it's entitled pink sheets with no signature.
Have you had the opportunity to go through the pink sheets listed there?
My lords, personally, no.
My lords, we wish to tender the list through the witness.
My lords, I have one observation. You may recall that I did say that some of the pink sheets were signed at the collation center at the instance of the returning officer. This list includes such, and we can produce a list of them if it's so required.
My lord, I mean, I don't know what to make of this statement, because we were just told some moments ago that there was no objection to these lists. Now it's been tendered. Some caveat is being introduced. Well, my lord, our case is that they have admitted 905, and we say that more than 905 pink sheets are unsigned, and this is the evidence we are providing to the court. Each of these pink sheets are unsigned. That is our case, Dr. Ferijan. I'm suggesting to you that the exhibits just tendered are not included in the list of 905 polling stations tendered by you.
They are not part of the 905, I agree.
I further suggest to you that the earlier exhibits on non-signature are also not part of the 905 in Exhibit B.
My lords, I cannot confirm that without seeing them.
Mr. Addison also brought out three pink sheets from the Finger of God Church polling station in
Bubu Klinogu reporting.